Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in population policy is underway in India, with Telangana becoming the latest state to abolish its two-child norm for Panchayat Raj elections, a move that reflects the nation's declining fertility rates. This decision is noteworthy because the two-child norm was initially introduced in 1994, a time when population growth was a major concern. However, with Telangana's rural total fertility rate, TFR, now at 1.7 children per woman, which is well below the replacement level of 2.1, the state has decided to remove this restriction. State Panchayat Raj Minister Ansuya C. Thakka explained the rationale behind this move, highlighting the changing demographic landscape of the state. Additionally, a second amendment bill renamed the village Jentirumalapur to Jayana Tirumalapur, a change that may seem minor but is significant in terms of local identity and administrative accuracy. This development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly under GS to Social Issues Polity, as it touches on population policy evolution, Panchayati Raj disqualification grounds, India's demographic transition, and state-level population legislation. It's an interesting case study on how policies adapt to demographic changes and the implications of such adaptations on local governance and social structures. Now, let us turn to another significant development in the field of health. The Union Minister of Health, J.P. Nadda, released the 10th edition of the Indian Pharmacopoeia, IP 2026, which includes 121 new monographs, bringing the total to 3,340. What makes this edition historic is that it is the first Indian pharmacopoeia to include monographs for blood components, a significant milestone for India's transfusion medicine standards. The Indian Pharmacopoeia was first published in 1955 and is published by the Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission, IPC, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Its purpose is to set quality standards for drugs manufactured and sold in India, which is mandatory under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation under GS to Health, as it pertains to the drug regulatory framework, the role of the Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission, the Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1940, and India's pharmaceutical sector, which is the third largest by volume globally. Moving on, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, MIB, directed by Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, has established the Live Events Development Cell, LEDC, which was set up in July 2025 but publicly announced in January 2026. The LEDC is designed to be a single-window mechanism for central and state government coordination, industry, and music rights societies. This move is significant because India's organized live events sector has grown substantially, with a market size of 20,861 crore in 2024 and a projected growth rate of 18% CAGR, making it one of the global live entertainment leaders by 2030. The sector also generates a considerable amount of employment, with over 10 million jobs and single large events capable of generating 15,000 direct and indirect jobs. This development is relevant under GS3 economy, as it discusses the creative economy, cultural industries, employment generation, and India's service sector growth. The growth of Tier 2 and 3 cities like Visakhapatnam, Vadodara, and Shillong in the live events sector is particularly noteworthy, with growth rates of 490%, 230%, and 213%, respectively. The government has also launched the Market Access Support, MAS, scheme, worth 4,531 crore from FY26 to FY31, as part of the larger 25,060 crore Export Promotion Mission, EPM. The MAS scheme aims to support MSMEs and first-time exporters in participating in international trade fairs, exhibitions, and buyer-seller meets, BSMs, with a cap of 5 crore per BSM event and 10 crore for reverse BSMs. Notably, the scheme mandates a minimum of 35% MSME participation in events supported under it. Furthermore, the Niryat Protsahan sub-scheme, worth 7,295 crore from FY26 to FY31, has been launched under the EPM. This sub-scheme has two interventions, interest subvention, which provides a 2.75% interest subvention on export credit for MSMEs and eligible exporters, and collateral support, which provides collateral-free credit guarantees through the Credit Guarantee Fund Trust for Micro and Small Enterprises, CGTMSC. The sub-scheme aims to make credit cheaper and more accessible for exporters, addressing a significant constraint in the export cycle. Both the MAS scheme and the Niryat Protsahan sub-scheme are crucial for your UPSC preparation under GS3 economy, as they relate to export promotion policy, MSME internationalization, India's export targets, and the roles of the DBIT and the Commerce Ministry. In the realm of education and international collaboration, the IITM Global Research Foundation was launched at IIT Madras by Union Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The foundation aims to coordinate international research collaboration for IIT Madras, with initial locations in the USA, Dubai, Malaysia, and Germany. This development is significant for India's higher education internationalization and soft power through scientific collaboration. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has approved a 4,100 crore loan for the Musi Riverfront Development Project in Hyderabad, which covers 21 kilometers of the total 55 kilometers Musi Riverfront in Phase I. This project is crucial for urban river rehabilitation, flood management, green spaces, and heritage conservation along the Musi River, which flows through historic Hyderabad. In other news, Prasar Bharati is moving to restore live Thadaw language radio broadcasts through All India Radio, AIR, in Imphal, Manipur, following a formal request from the Thadaw INPI Manipur, a tribal representative body. The Thadaw community is an officially recognized scheduled tribe under the 1956 presidential order, with over 400,000 speakers, primarily concentrated in Manipur, Nagaland, and Assam. The Cosmoskimed second generation, CSG-3, satellite was launched by SpaceX Falcon 9, marking the first SpaceX mission of 2026 and the first global orbital rocket launch of the year. The satellite operates in a sun-synchronous orbit at an altitude of 620 kilometers and is equipped with X-band synthetic aperture radar, SIR, for dual civilian-military use. Justice Mahesh Sharad Chandra Sonak has been appointed as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court, effective 8 January 2026. He was transferred from the Bombay High Court and has over 36 years of legal experience. World Braille Day was observed on 4 January 2026, marking the birth anniversary of Louis Braille, who invented the Braille system in 1824. The day highlights the importance of accessible communication for the visually impaired and is recognized by the United Nations. The Indian Coast Guard commissioned its first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, PCV, ICGS Samudra Pratap, on 5 January 2026. The vessel is equipped with side-sweeping arms, floating booms, skimmers, and a dispersant spray system, making it a significant asset for marine pollution response. Notably, it is the first ICG vessel to have two women officers posted on it. A.K. Balasubramanian, a distinguished scientist, took charge as the chairman of the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board, AERB, on 1 January 2026. The AERB is India's nuclear safety regulator, established in 1983 under the Atomic Energy Act 1962, and plays a critical role in ensuring the safety of nuclear facilities and activities in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahwar Relics of Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The relics, discovered in 1898, are considered among the earliest direct physical evidence associated with Bhagwan Buddha and have been lent to several Buddhist nations as part of India's cultural diplomacy efforts. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Telangana Panchayat Raj Amendment Bill 2026 abolished the two-child norm, introduced in 1994, due to the state's rural TFR of 1.7, which is below the replacement level. The Indian Pharmacopoeia 2026 includes 121 new monographs and is the first to include blood component monographs globally. The Life Events Development Cell was established under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting to support the growth of the life events sector, which has a market size of 20,861 crore and is projected to grow at 18% CAGR. The Market Access Support Scheme and the Niryat Protsahan Sub-Scheme are part of the Export Promotion Mission, aiming to support MSMEs and exporters. The IITM Global Research Foundation was launched to coordinate international research collaboration for IIT Madras. The ADB has approved a 4,100 crore loan for the Musi Riverfront Development Project. The Cosmoskind CSG-3 satellite was launched by SpaceX Falcon 9. Justice Mahesh Sharad Chandra Sonak was appointed as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court. World Braille Day was observed on 4th January 2026. The ICGS Samudra Pratap, India's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, was commissioned. A.K. Balasubramanian took charge as the chairman of the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board. The Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics of Bhagwan Buddha was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are crucial for understanding various aspects of Indian governance, economy, health, education, and international relations. They highlight the government's efforts to adapt policies to demographic changes, promote export growth, support MSMEs, enhance higher education internationalization, and conserve cultural heritage, among other things. Remembering key facts, such as the significance of the Indian pharmacopoeia, the growth of the live events sector, and the role of the AERB, is essential for your prelims preparation. Understanding the implications of these developments for India's strategic position, both domestically and internationally, is vital for your mains preparation. In conclusion, these current affairs developments underscore the dynamic nature of India's governance, economy, and society, and the need for continuous adaptation and innovation to address emerging challenges and opportunities. The interconnectedness of these issues, from population policy to export promotion and from higher education to cultural diplomacy, highlights the complexity and richness of the subjects that you will encounter in your UPSC preparation journey.